Not show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Okay. Oh. Okay. Ms. Bush?
Can you come up to the front?
Yeah, we can't quite hear you. Got to get it on the tape. So we need to get it on the tape so we can hold it against you later.
My name is Maddie Bush, and I was just asking on number 9, just like if any concerned citizen, you know, see something that the house has not been kept up, but we just, who do we have to get in touch with?
You could go ahead and get in touch with Lisa Segura, and she can get it to the proper people that work underneath her. It's Phil Noah. He's our property code person that does that kind of work. What this does is this will give Phil an opportunity to get a hold of the person right away versus having to do a lot of research to find out who to contact. But Lisa's office would be the one. Correct, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, how about number 2 under petitions, approval of request to purchase property at 817 Cox Avenue?
Yes, sir. It's pretty straightforward. There's a piece of property at 817 Cox Avenue. We'd like to remove the house that's there and so we could build another house that would be more appropriate to the neighborhood. We had an appraisal done for $12,000. The appraisal wasn't $12,000, but the appraisal said the property was worth $12,000. We would intend to go ahead and sell it back with a new house on it to recoup our funding for this piece of property. The only thing that will cost us money is the removal of the house itself. For your consideration, this approval to purchase the property 817 Cox Avenue for $12,000.
Okay, do we have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously.
I think the neighborhood's happy to see the house go.
Okay, we got two left. How about the approval of agreement concerning emergency medical response?
Good. Okay. We've been working with the county. We actually have three different agreements that are out there. This is the first of the three. The other two are concerning MOUs, memorandums of understanding with the county on the farmers market. We never had a formal agreement with them on the farmers market, and we want to be able to say, okay, when future work's going to be done on the farmers market, you do this and we will do this. So it'll be a cost sharing on it and on the work, because it is the Aiken County's farmers market, not the city of Aiken's farmers market. The other one is on the joint station that we're trying to build off of Citadel Drive, which will be part EMT and part public safety substation. And this particular one, this is what we brought to you early in the year at Horizons, which is an agreement to provide EMTs under the responder program that they have. So when they are busy and they can't get to a residence right away, we will have someone on staff, an EMT, who could go to that particular location, take care of the needs of that individual until the county could arrive. This is not an ambulance service. It is providing personnel who will be EMT trained, not first responder trained as we now have it, but EMT trained, that could go ahead and dispense fluids and medicine and be under the direct direction of a doctor through the county. We're doing it through the county because of the insurance and the liability and the DHEC concerns that go along with this. This is something that council felt was very important. The memorandum of understanding that we have was approved by the county recently, and so we're bringing this to you for final approval. This is to get us started on the south side. We will then go ahead in the very near future as we get other individuals trained and then have someone on the north side also. So the intent is to have someone on every shift, one on the north side, one on the south side. So for your approval tonight is the memorandum of understanding with the county to provide emergency medical responders.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Second.
So moved, Mr. Mayor, that we approve this agreement concerning the emergency medical response.
Okay. Second, Mr. Mayor.
We have a second. Any discussion? If not, show hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Now back to
Woodside.
Number seven, the Woodside.
Let's see if I can find it. There it is. Again, I'll read this by title only. This is an ordinance amending the concept plan for Woodside Executive Park. Woodside Executive Park is under the PR concept plan, which means that 5% of the total area of Woodside could have something other than residential. The Woodside Executive Park and the village and a couple other areas fall within that 5%. They have come back to us recently and would like to build two 5,000 square foot buildings within the office park. There is a drawing showing where these would be located. They cannot have any new curb cuts onto the Woodside Executive Drive. The same thing, parking would be jointly utilized with that that's currently there. They'll have a few spots out in front. There were some conditions with this unanimous approval that the building design is as depicted on the submitted elevations, that any development maintain required distance from the city well as required by the Department of Engineering, that the developer improve the northbound right turn lane on Silver Bluff in accordance with the standards of South Carolina DOT, that there be no access from either Silver Bluff Road or Woodside Executive Court, that only parking spaces required for handicap would be provided, otherwise they'd use the existing spaces out there, that the new building and parking spaces be as close to the existing development area of the office park as possible, and that this would all be put together within 180 days and recorded at the RMC office. So for your consideration tonight, this is first reading of an ordinance for the revisions of the planned residential concept plan for Woodside Executive Office Park.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion and a second?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we adopt the first reading of the ordinance for this revised planned residential concept for Woodside Executive Park.
Okay.
The second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, you second it. Okay, any discussion? I was going to suggest maybe I second it, but...
Oh, go ahead. You second.
No, you beat it. No, that's Beverly second. Any discussion?
Why is it residential? Let's not discuss it. Why is it residential?
Why is it planned residential?
Back then, when Woodside was originally proposed, they allowed 5% of the planned residential back then.
Yeah, I remember.
It was way back.
And that's
thank you.
Okay. All in favor? Show of hands. Passes unanimously. Okay. Hey, we got finished. All right. Anything else you want to talk about while we're here?
I have one more motion.
You got one more motion? Okay.
We adjourn.
We adjourn.
Carl, you don't have to come in until late tomorrow, about 8 o'clock if you want to.
Oh, okay. All right. Larry had to go down after not a 10.
Okay.